Welcome to God at Work, Stories of Grace and Faith. I'm your host, Chuck Groover, and today I'm with Elsie Mahoney. And Elsie, could you just tell us a little bit about yourself and how God has worked in your life personally?
Personally, when I was at my lowest point, addicted to drugs with no hope, no way out, I just called out to him and he miraculously saved me, set me free from drugs. I went through 10 days of withdrawals without any help except for the Holy Spirit holding my hand, walking me through it. And at the end of that, I got saved before. That's the reason why he delivered me. And I've just been following him ever since. He's used me in so many different ways, but what a miraculous way he saved me, you know what I mean? I don't have the time to go into all the details, but if anybody was ever lost, it was me. And since I own a business here, God has led so many people across my path, along with working along with my church, going out in the hedges in the highway. One time I was up at Clearwater, and I met this man who was basically a drunk and living underneath the Clearwater Pier, and was playing my guitar and singing, and was with a group of people, and he came over, drunker than a skunk, and the more I talked to him, he started sobering up. Anyways, to make a long story short, he ends up getting saved. He comes back. I take him. The Lord says, don't throw him back to the wolves. So I brought him back to my house that night. And that was the beginning of a halfway house I ran for about 5 years. Had as many as 12 guys living in my house. And I just discipled him to God. And as fate would have it, him and my aunt hit it off at Bible study I used to have once a week, and he is now my uncle. So you just never know what God's going to do. And I have a bright light out in my front of my office here, and it says underneath it, a sign where it says, Jesus says, I am the light of the world. Well, across the street from me is a bar, and closes at 3 o'clock, and the guy that I know, his dad, and me and his dad have been praying for him for a long time, was a worthless alcoholic, I guess is the best you could describe him. And he came out of that bar, and he said, I looked across the street, which he'd done hundreds of times, maybe thousands, and he said that light was so bright that he could not resist it. He came over, never seen my sign before, read it, and kneeled down and gave his heart to the Lord right there that night. Sobered up enough to impact him enough that he came back the next day to tell me what had happened to him that night. And to this day, he is still faithfully serving God. So you just never know what God's going to do, how he's going to use you. I've had people walk in and just see the joy of the Lord on me and say, I don't know what you got, but I want what you got. And, you know, that just opens the door to minister to them and to say the sinner's prayer if they're ready for that. So you never know where God's going to use you. I get up every morning and before my feet hit the ground, I say, Lord, use me today in whatever way you see fit. You lead me across people's path. You bring people across my path. And I try to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit and see what he has for me to do today, because we are his hands, we are his feet, we are his mouthpiece. And if he is not using you, then what are you being used for? You know, the enemy wants to use us too. So you got to choose this day who you're going to serve. As for me and my house, we're going to serve God and my business and my whole life's about that. You know, if the Bible says when it's in your power to do good, do good. I try to live by that. See somebody down and out. If you can give them an encouraging word, you know. Sometimes it may be $5 so they can get a meal. Sometimes it may be taking them and buying them a meal. Just letting people know that you care, because, you know, so many people want to tell people what they know. Well, people don't care what you know till they know how much you care. And I think we get that backwards sometimes. You know, we gain all this knowledge, all this experience of walking with the Lord, for over, you know, 30, 36 years for me. But hey, I've just begun. I'm still climbing that pinnacle. I hope to get to the mountaintop sometime, but it's probably going to be Jesus standing on the top of that, cheering me on, saying, come on, finish the race, you know. So I just want to hear those words at the end of that race. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Because everybody wants to enter to the joy of the Lord. Not everybody wants to do what it takes to get there. But he never said it'd be easy, but he said it'd be worth it. You know, there's many of you out there right now that may be going through trials and tribulations, and you know, life throws you curves, you know. But he says, in this world, you will have tribulation. So he told us right up front that there's going to be problems. He never said it was going to be a cakewalk. But he said, be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. So therefore, if we are in him and he's in us, guess what? We're overcomers. We already got the victory. Walk in it. Whatever it is you're facing today, I'm telling you, God has got more than enough power to deliver you, to set you on the other side of this test, and just use you in mighty ways you haven't even thought or dreamed of. Because he doesn't have enough mouthpieces, enough hands doing what needs to be done, or people walking in places where he wants them to walk, you know. And he says everywhere we walk is holy, you know, can be holy ground. So we want to make sure we possess the land for our Father and just be ready for him when he comes. And there'll be a time when he calls us home and we'll stand accountable for everything we've ever done. And I don't want to be one of those ones that say, I wish I would have, you know. I've been accused of burning a candle at both ends. I say, well, that's great, because I don't want any candle left over at the end. What good does it do to have left over? You know what I mean? And if anything was on my tombstone, I'd say, but I got one more thing I want to do for God, you know, because I can never do enough because he's done so much for me. So I hope that encourages you today. Go out, tell somebody you love them, and just spread the love of Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen.
Well, thank you, Elsie. Well, also, I know you're one of from the prayer breakfast, you're one of the longtime attenders. Do you have just like any stories of how God has kind of worked through the prayer breakfast on Friday mornings?
We've had men that's come there that have literally told us that they came there and they were going to go home and commit suicide. We've been able to keep that from happening. We've had pastors come that were going to quit the ministry that we were able to encourage, and they're still serving God today. So we've seen people healed. We've seen people set free. There's no limit to what God will do. Just because it's in a public restaurant in front of people, you know, we live in the greatest country in the world where we can just still do that. I pray we can always do that. And yes, we've seen mighty things happen at our men's breakfast, and may they continue to happen. You know, we've had guys just sitting a couple booths away come and join us. They become part of us. It just, you never know what God's going to do. You know, we got waitresses that come and ask us for prayer for their family, for their friends, and different situations. So, I mean, that is something you should strive to be always. Somebody wants to have them go to God for them. You got to tell them they can go too, but not everybody feels that comfortable in their walk yet to do that. So they need a little bit of encouragement, and be quick to pray with them, quick to pray for them, and God will use you. And he's using us in this men's breakfast. And if anybody's out there wants to come join us, hey, come on.
Well, thank you, Elsie, for your time. Again, this is Chuck Groover with Elsie Mahoney, and that's God at Work.
Thank you for listening to God at Work, Stories of Grace and Faith. You can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at God at Work Podcast. If you have comments, suggestions, or a story you would like to be considered for the podcast, you can email us at stories@godatworkpodcast.com. If you enjoy this podcast and want to help support us, go to patreon.com/godatworkpodcast, or you can also support us by leaving us a review on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. God at Work, Stories of Grace and Faith, is brought to you by Becoming God's Man Ministries, and is recorded and produced by me, Chuck Groover. Theme music for God at Work is by the band 39 Stripes, and can be found at facebook.com/39stripes. And again, thank you for listening.